Welcome to what episode is this? 57? I think it's episode 57. Welcome to episode 57 of the Anomalous Black Women Podcast. You have me, Dina, and Dr. Tanya. Tasha is not here today. She is taking a day off. We miss Tasha.
Miss her.
She'll be back next episode. So what's been going on, Dr. Tanya?
Oh, so much has been happening. I'm just ready to get all wrapped
you
up.
You always got something to talk about. Okay. Before we get into it, let me tell you what's got me in a chokehold, honey.
What?
Them Asian dramas, honey. I be on Facebook, right? And so they have, they'll give you like a snippet of the Asian drama and they'll say, download drama box or whatever so you can pay for these Asian dramas.
But
I'll go in the comments and they'll say, the whole thing is on YouTube. All you got to do is click on it, see what the name of it is, and then go on YouTube and search it up.
Okay.
And on YouTube. So I'll take my little black tail on YouTube and search it up and find the whole drama. And I'll be sitting on YouTube for 2 hours looking at these Asian dramas. Let me tell you something. What is last weekend, everybody was looking for me. I was looking at Asian dramas all weekend last weekend.
What pulls you in, though? What the storyline?
It's the storyline. So, first of all, they love to slap each other, okay? Maybe. They love to slap each other. So, that's one thing. But what reels me in is like the little snippet that they show, and it's probably like the most dramatic part of it. So, I be like, I wonder what's going to happen next. So I'm trying to figure out what's going to happen next. And so I got to watch it. But anyway, they love to slap each other. And then it's always somebody that's super filthy rich. And it's always somebody that's super poor. And then the super filthy rich person don't want to tell the person that's super poor. Because they want the person to love them for them, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they don't tell them that they wealthy, and then mm-hmm. at the end they find out that they wealthy, and then you know it's like a happy family or whatever. So I love them storylines.
You are such a romantic. Mine are killers. So I am watching the African shows. So I watch the African movies now. The best ones are on Tubi. Did you see that they changed the format of Tubi? They changed the color of it. Anyway, Tubi. So, the African movies is always some kind of revenge. We must get our revenge. And when I tell you they get revenge, they get everybody. They outbeat the John Wick and the daggone Equalizer. They killed the servants, the animals, the mother, the father, the sister, the brother. They kill everybody. And I hardly understand what they're saying. But it's good. It's always exciting. It's not boring at all. It's always some kind of conspiracy and some crooked cops. And I'm like, how are they going to get through this? Everybody's crooked. Yeah, so that's my show. I love it.
Oh, my God.
I'm here all night watching. What are they going to do?
Okay. I hear on YouTube like, I gotta see what's the next one. It's another one. I gotta watch
it. It's another one, right? I fall asleep in it. I go back when I wake up and just try to start it all over again. I don't want to miss
ever.
Who died first. It'd be a lie. It'd be a lie.
What else been going on?
Oh my gosh. So I know my sister and I have decided not to watch, that's me and you, to watch the Wendy Williams debacle, because we don't even know who's earning money from it. We don't know who's calling the shots from it. So
right.
We just don't want to watch a woman, not even the fact that she's black, to be dragged because she's gone through so much. So
mm-hmm.
when they mentioned alcohol-induced dementia, I was like, what? So my sister said, yeah, you can get dementia from almost anything if you're exposed to something for a long period of time. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of did a little bit of research, and they said can drinking alcohol lead to dementia? They said moderate alcohol consumption is normally defined as 1 to 14 units of alcohol per day for a woman, 1 to 21 units a week for a man. If you regularly drink much more than this, you are increasing your risk of damage to your brain and other organs. And so increasingly your risk to dementia. So I was like, so I said to Dina, so what it's called is alcohol-related dementia is called Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome. Y'all know I can't pronounce nothing. That's okay. And struggle with day-to-day tasks. This is similar to someone living with dementia or Alzheimer's disease. So that is what she appears to be dealing with. So I was talking to Bina when we were in, when I served. No, we said before. We're going to bring that up too. Before we were in, we drank. We drank a lot. And we were very young. So I can see that, but I'm saying, Bina said, my sister said, that we should all have dementia as much as we drank. We drank a lot. And do you want to talk about Madea's beer making? I'm going to talk about my Madea's wine muscadine. So, my grandmother.
So, we are from the South. And in the South, everybody makes their own some type of alcohol. It's either beer, wine, moonshine, something.
Right.
If you live in the South, like the real South, your grandparent probably made something. If you either don't know about it or you probably do, but you probably had some of it.
That part. So, Bina, what did Madea make on your side?
She made beer.
I love beer.
Beer raw. It was in a closet. In a gas. Clay pot or something. I don't know, ceramic. Or something. I don't know.
I wish I would have seen that at Madea's closet. I'm just telling you. My Madea made muscadine wine. Muscadine wine. So they look like grapes, but they're really hard on the outside. So when we would go to the country, like Greene County, they'd be growing on the side of the road. So when she sees them,
they are great.
They are like, but they're really, really hard in that.
Yeah. I know.
So we would get out of the car. Me and Renee would pick them. She'd take them home. Stop laughing. She'd clean them off and she, whatever she'd be doing to them. She got this cloth. She would after she boiled them, she would squeeze them into jars, like these big, not mayonnaise jars. What we call them? Them things. But it's thick. It's almost like drinking prune juice. When we snuck it, because we weren't supposed to be drinking it anyway, and me and Renee didn't like it. But it was real, real thick. So, like, you know, we Southern folks. She did used to get, oh my God. So it's real thick. So it seemed like it's something that was always in. It wasn't smooth.
Sweet.
It's strong sweet. So you don't mind drinking it, but it's strong. It was real, real strong. And she would, put in these jars, just these tops. Mason jars, sis. And put them in the refrigerator. They had to get real, real cold. Then you can drink them when they're real, real cold. You can't drink them no lukewarm, no room warm, none of that. It's got to be cold, cold to drink that. Oh, and so when me and Renee used to sneak it, she would be looking out, I would be looking out, but we had to taste it. It's nasty. That's all I got to say. You might get real drunk from it, but we didn't drink enough of it because we couldn't get it down our throat. It was gritty. Like, not gritty, but thick, like grits or something.
Ew.
It was thick. It was real, real thick. Like, when you pour it was thick. Yep. When you boil it and do whatever else she put in there, she has to put in this thing and she squeeze it. Not like a cheesecloth. Well, maybe it could have been. But I just didn't know what it was called at the time. And she was squeezing it into the jars. And put that little top on it and put it in the refrigerator. And me and Renee would drink it. I mean, sneak it. Okay. Madea don't know this.
She know it now. Anyway. And then that was moonshine. But today's moonshine ain't like yesterday's moonshine. Yesterday's moonshine was gas.
Right. That part, nasty, disgusting. It was clear. No. It was burning inside your throat. We can't sneak up on They got this pump stuff now, boo. They got flavor moonshine. Who has flavor moonshine?
They sell it at the gas station.
Girl, get out of here. That's the same thing. But, so this alcohol dementia, so, you know, when you have relatives or you paying attention to certain things that they doing a little different, you might have to have them have an assessment, because that is a real serious related thing. You know, alcohol is made from things that we eat, literally, eat or drink, and it will kill you. It caused brain damage, and now this is what they're saying that lady has, and I'm very, very sad about that for her and her son.
Mm-hmm. Me too. And I just don't like the way it's being handled. And I've been reading some of the comments that people are making, and I just don't understand. Like, people are like, this is karma, and no, she ain't said nothing that other people ain't said about other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, she was just doing her job, and I just don't feel like people should be saying this is her karma, because like, this could be your karma too, ma'am. I'm pretty sure you drink alcohol.
Mm-hmm. That part.
So anyway, I hope that Wendy Williams gets some people around her that are for her good, and that actually care about her and want to take care of her. So much love to Wendy, and I hope she gets better.
What did you say that it's not her son that is handling her business? Who did you say was handling her business?
My husband said it's two flower power women that are handling it. Not black women, two white women.
How did they get involved in her life?
I can't confirm that. If you can look it up and find out. I think it's two white women that are over her conservatorship, though.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sad for her and her family. That's bad business right there. Now, this other part, oh my gosh. So I'm listening to D.R. Hughley, because that's what I listen to after 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. And it was a gentleman that they talked about in his 70s, the judge.
Mm-hmm.
He just found out that his sons, 140 and 142, are not his children. They found out because his brother needs a kidney, and they were doing, you know, the tests throughout the family to see, you know, who can. Their uncle.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did he find out that they're not his children, he also found out neither one of them had the same dad.
Wait, what?
Yes, ma'am.
So, hold up.
Yes, ma'am. I'm trying to pull it up right now.
He been with the same woman for how long? 50 years?
51.
51 years.
Mm-hmm.
He supposedly had two children together, and neither one of them are his, and neither one has the same father.
Nope. Mm. Are you able to show the video?
You sent it to me?
Yeah, I sent it to you right now, because I need somebody to put some ice cream and cake on this. This don't make no sense. So they said she was always sleeping around, infidelity. And that's what I think that he's coming to, that she has been sleeping around the whole time. And he didn't find this out till now, that these children, they're adults, and the grandchildren are not his grandchildren.
That's like DJ Khaled.
That's the other one I'll talk about, that, because he is just horrible. Okay, I'm sending him right now.
All right. You can see?
This is new. Okay. Oh, yes, I can now. You see this. Now, that is crazy.
I have been married for 51 years. Got two sons. 42, and 40, and dead beats. I'm still supporting the little boogers. Needed to take a test to see if any of us had a kidney good enough for my brother. Found out something interesting. They ain't my kids. There's somebody else's. Of course, the only good thing is, I know it's not my fault that those two idiots got dumped into this world. Yeah, I thought they took after their mother. Instead, they take after the plumber or the postman or the milkman or, yeah, there were milkmen back when they came around. I mean, God only knows. It sure gets old. I do wish I knew who the real fathers were. They ain't the same. She was bopping a couple of different guys. But if I could figure out who they were, I've been practicing long enough that I pretty well figure I could sue their ass and get all my money back that I sunk in love to dead meat.
Okay.
What you think he should do? Oh, Lord.
Promptly divorce her. And go back. I mean, he's 70-some years old now. What else is there to do but go on and live out the rest of your days? I wouldn't do a whole bunch. Like, at this point, my life needs to be drama free. So she done did me a favor.
Right.
All of y'all can go to hell. You know what I'm saying? Like, all y'all can go to hell. Get the fuck on. You ain't getting shit from me. But these damn divorce papers, shut them fucking deuces. I ain't got nothing to do with y'all. All y'all can go.
Oh my God, that is so bad.
Mm-mm.
Cool, look, Lord.
He said he was 71 years old. He probably only got 10, 20 more years left in life.
Lord Jesus, not 10, 20.
I mean, he's 71. He either gonna live to 81 or 91 at the most.
Right. I think it's foul, and she need to be hitting the 4 years.
He need to hit her with them divorce papers.
Yeah, don't give her nothing.
Don't give her shit. Not even no damn bedspread. She don't get nothing. She better hope she got something saved up.
You said bedspread. You said bedspread. I wouldn't give her nothing.
That's what I said. Not even a damn bedspread.
Baby, she be like, well, where are you going? No, baby, these are your bags.
Right.
Nasty stuff. They said 30% of men have found out they are not the father of children they have been raising, as per the home DNA paternity, because folks didn't order theirs online now. Okay? And did the DNA test themselves and found out those children weren't theirs. I mean, folks then got killed for less. That's messed up.
Yeah.
She's dirty. Mm-mm.
I mean, if some people walk around here that don't know that they've made that mistake, but she knew.
I guarantee you she knew. I agree. They said all of the possible fathers who take those paternity tests, about 30% are not the biological father of those children.
Mm-hmm.
Lord have mercy. I had told my children, I got three girls, your nieces. I said, don't bring no children here and you don't know who their dad is. Don't do that. If y'all don't listen to nothing else I say, don't bring my grandbabies here and you don't have no clue who their daddy is. That's trifling. That's hard for the child, though. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I told you we had some DNA tests done in our family.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And they good and grown.
Mm. Mm.
And I just found this out in my 50s. And I say, I could have went 50 more and didn't know that, didn't need to know that.
I already know. We done found.
Yeah.
Anyway, what's next?
Dale, Khaled, can you just pull it up just really, really quickly? It's going to be really, really quick because I just don't even understand this concept with some of these bougie people around here. He is not a king or a queen. Really?
Drinking coffee every day didn't work for me, but I couldn't figure out why until I went from 184.
I don't want to get my children dirty. Can I get anybody to help me? Please, everybody, help me.
I be goddamn.
DJ Khaled doing the most for his fit, all to keep his sneakers clean from the sand during a Miami show.
I don't want to get my short and dirty.
It was just a vibe, you saying? It was just a vibe finding the solution, finding the answer.
Yeah, he definitely found his answer. The DJ rounding up some of his guys to carry him from his car to the back of a truck, which then drove him to the side stage, where he was once again lifted by security to make his entrance for the show. And after the performance, you guessed it, Khaled was carried off stage by the men. And straight back to the spick and span safety of his car.
Hell to the no. No.
You know all this time I thought he was Puerto Rican, right?
You thought he was what?
Puerto Rican, I did not know. He's Middle Eastern. I think you told me or something. And all this time I thought he was Puerto Rican, just like a regular Puerto Rican dude, just short and fat. So now you what? That is, who does that? And I thought he had on white sneakers. He got on black sneakers.
Right.
And they old sneakers. They're not even a new one. They're not retro. Get your fat self or out. Walk your high pots. Maybe not. You know, take them off. Don't. Like, I don't like to wear my shoes in the sand, but I carry my shoes. That's different.
He could have
carried his whole body.
He could have wore something else until.
And then put his shoes on.
Yeah, I don't. That is beyond me. I don't. This is.
These people, these men are not men. They are. They have more prereqs they have to do before we have to do. They got more requirements than we have. What? I need a man's man. What is you doing,
why
sir?
Why he ain't get them to bag the truck up to the car?
Yeah, because he went from the ground to the ground. You could have walked to the car. Oh, like you said, bag it up, something. Carry you? Can somebody help me and carry me? And what about the dudes that carried him? What was they thinking?
They
how much money I'm going to get?
They doing their job. They his security. That's their job.
Security is to secure.
To what
so what
they asked him to do. They doing what he asked them to do. I don't blame that. It ain't their fault. They doing their job.
Right.
It's
right.
His fault for asking them to do, for having
just
that request in the first place.
Agreed.
And then thinking that shit is okay.
And then talked about it.
And then Rick Ross was walking. He talking from Rose. I can't get my Jordans dirty. Fucking clown.
Rose was out there.
Yeah, he was walking in front of him when he was coming off the stage, when Khaled was getting carried off the stage. He was walking in front of him.
Rose, you know, he had just had a baby by a video vixen. Mm. I'm not a video vixen. They don't call them that no more.
What they call them?
What they call it? What they call it? The Instagram model?
Oh, I don't know.
So, he didn't have a baby by an Instagram model.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because ain't nobody even know y'all was together. So, now he got a girlfriend. And mm-hmm. the girlfriend commented on the baby.
Mm-hmm.
And she went off. So, was she supposed to go off? Because girlfriend is making comments about your baby on Instagram.
What'd she say?
She was just saying the baby was cute. Like, you know, cute baby, whatever, something, nothing negative. But the Instagram model got mad because you making comments about her baby. Why? Because he not with you no more? Why would you have a baby by Rose and Rose didn't even take his baby that he had before he had some money? So y'all just run here having these extra babies. Same thing with Cam Newton, but I digress. Okay. It's your turn because I'm ready to hear about this Cam baby.
Okay. So, as you know, Cam was doing this little tournament that he, youth football tournament that he does. And some of the participants got into a little scuffle with them. I guess it was a big scuffle. I don't know.
I don't think it was no little scuffle, sis. Because he was tearing them up, baby.
It was a scuffle. Anyway, I guess they probably thought it was a big scuffle, but it wasn't a big scuffle for him. It was a big scuffle for them.
Right.
Anyway, so these, it was probably about five of them. They tried to jump him, and he politely flipped them out like they were some pieces of paper. And afterwards, he apologized. He said that he could have handled it better. And he said he let his emotions get the best of him. And he was disappointed in himself for losing control of his emotions over the at the 7-on-7 football tournament.
Do you have video?
I do. It's a 22-second video.
Of the butt whipping?
Of the scuffle, yes.
Well, let's see.
Hold on a second. These churn, I tell you the truth. I don't know if they're sound, but can you see that?
Oh, yeah. Man, that looked like the end. Wait, who is that right there?
It's starting over.
Okay. Oh, they talking about it.
Oh, wait, that time.
Legendary football player. Now, according to two of the men involved in that fight, it was the result of trash talking. Gone too far. Newton was attending the football tournament against a team he supports, according to published sources, and another team he used to help coach. That's when the coaches for his former team said the trash talking turned physical. The two coaches hope to bury the hatchet and move on. Newton has yet to respond. But how does this affect other athletes? Would this kind of violence prevent them from returning to underserved communities giving back? Joining us for this discussion tonight, NFL veterans LaMarcus Newman, Jonathan Webb.
So, yeah, that's what happened. Cam said he feel like he let them down because he let his emotions get the best of him. But I don't feel like he let nobody down because he out there trying to be a big, you know, big brother, trying to support the kids in the neighborhood at the tournament or whatever. And these folks decide that they want to, you know, these folks decide that they want to put hands, lay hands. Like, you can't trash talk without laying hands. This man, you know, he, first of all, he ain't got to be out here. He don't have to be out here.
And spending his money.
Exactly. It's crazy to me. Like, we are our own worst enemy every single solitary time.
You're right. And when they said it was a jump on, I just knew it wasn't us. And it was. Why? Because y'all jealous. Y'all jealous. Y'all talking junk. Oh, he not dissing. But you ain't never played in the NFL, bruh. You ain't never been to the Super Bowl. You ain't 6'5", 247 pounds, and still built like an armored truck. What's wrong with you?
Right.
You disrespected your family and your children because he ain't got no skin in the game.
Right.
He's just giving to the game.
Mm-hmm.
I was so embarrassed after I realized it was us.
Yeah.
But...
And he said that he let his emotions get the best of him, but I feel like he didn't let his emotions get the best of him because he could have knocked them out. But what he did was just sling them.
And bear hug one.
Exactly. Like, he just got out of the way.
That's just like if you fight one of your like an older sibling or something, they don't want to hurt you. They just hold you or just push you. They don't hit you. So, because he could have hit them.
Mm-hmm.
His hands are lethal weapons, bruh.
Mm-hmm.
What's wrong with y'all? And mm-hmm. he made a little joke talking about, and his hat didn't even fall off. So it was a plug for whoever made those hats. So people are probably gonna go buy these hats now.
Cam Newton, the only person that can ride a roller coaster and hat don't fall off.
I didn't hear that. Well, that's funny. I should think like. I like him when he played. I like him when he played. I like his individuality. I don't like some of the other stuff, but that don't have anything to do with him as a player.
Mm-hmm.
And now you're telling me he's taking his time and going out here, like you said, supporting these youth mm-hmm. and these hating coaches.
Mm-hmm.
Got embarrassed. So, but who was embarrassed? Not Cam.
Right.
Y'all was embarrassed.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all gonna carry that. Cam's on nobody's business. On his podcast.
At first I thought it was students, but to learn that it was coaches. Come on.
Yeah.
You're not being an example. You're not being an example for these children out here.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Get your shit together.
Girl. It was embarrassing.
Oh, Lord.
Because when you told me about it, I was like, what? What you talking about? I said, don't show me the video. Wait till 2 hour podcast. I could be, surprised, and I was.
Right.
But I heard them tell their story, and then I heard what Cam said afterwards. Well, babe, don't be embarrassed. And like you said, he's a, because he could have beat him up. Like he really could have
mm-hmm.
hurt them. Like y'all ain't never seen him pull five people into the end zone,
right?
And they bigger and better athletes than y'all. Yeah, I don't know. That's bad business right there. I don't like his hair, but he surely is cute.
He is cute.
He surely is.
Okay, now we gotta go into the Reese Tisa thing.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So, it was a whole big rigmarole, blah, 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 blah. About this girl named Reese Tisa on TikTok. She did like 52 episodes of talking about her husband, which it was talking about how he was a big liar. He lied about all these different things. Said that he was a millionaire and he was gonna do this and he was gonna do that. And she met him during...
COVID.
Yeah, she met. Can you see me?
Mm-hmm, I can see you.
Okay. She met him during COVID. So it was kind of like she wanted to get married. she wanted to believe everything that he said. She knew that it was red flags. Sometimes she knew that he was lying, but she just let it slide. You know what I'm saying? Like, she knew, she abandoned all of her sensibilities and just kind of let it, let what she wanted to believe take over, if that makes sense.
Right.
And yeah, so it was a 52 part series called Who the Fuck Did I Marry, and it was a cautionary tale of a romance gone crazy. And it had all the elements of a mystery and suspense, and it was about her compulsive liar husband. And apparently 3 million it made her get 3 million followers, and they tuned into her twists and turns of her year-long former marriage to a man she dubs Legion. In addition to clicks, Risa Tisa's cautionary tale has prompted lively discussions, debates, and judgments about Black women's vulnerability, marriageability, and gullibility when it comes to relationship success. Can we almost have it all? Although there have been red flags readily available throughout this rollercoaster ride of a series, viewers should not abandon their search for true love or genuine relationships. Even if parts of the story can be challenged by skeptics, there are elements within it that are quite familiar, explaining its viral appeal. At the very least, Risa Tisa reminds us that this scenario could easily be one of us.
No, the fuck it could. No, that stuff she was saying, she said he was having, every day she had he was having a conversation with his sibling.
Mm-hmm.
They would go back and forth. He said, hey, she said, hey, and there was no one on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So not only was he a habitual liar, he's a psychopath.
Mm-hmm.
That's scary.
Mm-hmm.
And she, I'm not going to say she dodged a bullet when she lost that baby. Because she really wanted to have the baby and the marriage, like you were saying. And did they ever get married, or that was just her boyfriend?
They got married.
Because she was trying to divorce this crazy self. That's right, that's right. I mean, I guess, you know, women who want to get married, women who, you know, clocks are ticking, as they say, they would overlook some stuff to try to get to the end game. Right. Mm-hmm. Husband number two, every time he came to the house to visit, he had a drink in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
Every time. I said, oh, that's nothing. He's an alcoholic, boo.
Right.
305 the damn WI. That was my telling point. Like, why every time? Damn, can you come move the whatever I was giving him to do when he came? He always had a drink in his hand.
Mm-hmm.
So you can't be surprised about, like you said, them telltale signs then told you.
Mm-hmm.
Shoot. Your niece told me I need to do a whole segment on that fool I married.
Baby, husband number one had his best friend picture over his bed in Korea. How come I ain't think about that?
Right, over his fucking bed?
Yes.
Who got their best friend picture over their bed, yo?
Mm.
You ain't tell me that.
Yes.
That's a telltale sign. Cause, and the end of the end of it was with that person.
Mm-hmm.
The end of it was because of that person.
Mm-hmm.
The end of my number two was because of what he was carrying in his hand all damn time.
Mm-hmm.
So that was, God dang on it.
Mm-hmm.
You right. I think we both should write a book. We need to finish the damn book. We supposed to be writing. I'm going to be working on it next week.
Last thing I want to talk about.
Your picture's on, babe. Why you didn't play none of the Tissa Tissa video?
I don't want to talk. I don't
want to see how this is. Okay, shoot. Mm. You've been saying too much. You sound like a dog.
Yeah, I'm talking. All right. The last thing we're going to talk about is Black people in country music. All right. So, we're going to talk. Okay, so
Beyonce came out with some country music after Usher finished his Super Bowl performance. I think it was after. Anyway, it was on during the Super Bowl. So anyway, her Texas Hold'em and 16 carriages. Anyway, so when she did this, initially it was a country music station in Oklahoma that refused to play her Texas Hold'em when it was requested.
Okay.
And then the Bayhive swarmed the radio station and they retracted that and they played it. So anyway, what Beyonce has done is brought the light back on black people in country music. And there, black artists have always played a problem. We created country music. It came from us. I mean, all music comes from us. So anyway, let me get my phone because I have an insane amount of country music in my phone since this has started because I found some new artists on TikTok. Because when Beyonce came out with her Texas Hold'em, it put a spotlight on these other country music artists. And so my favorite is Tanner Adel. She got the song Buckle Bunny. I'm a Buckle Bunny. And
Isn't that the little white girl with the blonde hair? And she mentioned Beyonce's name?
She's black.
Okay, my bad.
We're talking about black country music artists.
Maybe that girl was singing her song.
Maybe she was.
I think so.
Anyway, Tanner Adel, Willie Jones,
Do you have any you want to play?
Oh, yeah. I want to play Buckle Bunny. Hold on.
I want to see Buckle Bunny.
Can you hear that?
Yes, real good.
I'm at the mini mart in a mini skirt, about to steal your man in a torn up t-shirt. This ain't the hand dance, we all got trance dance. Acrylic covered and barbecue at the pond dance. Yeah.
Like that. And it was a white girl singing her song. That was the song she was singing. I said, oh, she know about Beyonce? And it ain't even her song.
Of course.
They always stealing our stuff.
Anyway, that's Tanner Adel. And again, I have an insane amount of country black artists in my phone. But again, I had Kane Brown in my phone. Mickey Guyton. Cowboy Troy, it's unlimited amount. But I also think that Beyonce is not doing country music just for herself. I think that she always does stuff for a reason.
Right.
And so I think that she's doing this to bring the light to the people that are not getting their shine. And so Kane Brown, Jimmy Allen, Allison Russell, Amethyst Kia, Brittany Spencer. I love Brittany Spencer, Shy Carter, Breland. I love all of these artists. And I hope that
with this new surge of us coming back to our own, that we get our shine in our genre, because country music is our genre. White people think country music belongs to them, but it does not. Neither does rock, but we're not going to talk about that right now.
Yeah, right. And blues. Don't get us started. Rock, that's ours. Huh? Mm-hmm. But can you, let's highlight them, all the ladies, because this is Ladies History Month. Let's highlight them on social media. When you get it, I'll take it and post it. And I have a group just about women, period. So, because you're right, like, I don't listen to country music because I don't seem to identify with any of the artists because I don't see them. They don't play them. I don't see them. Now you gave me 10 folks I need to be listening to. And I like music, so yeah. Let's start highlighting them, and then we're going to post them on our social media, because you're right. That's ours. They take it and seem like they always want to make it, ours, clothes, style, everything theirs.
Mm-hmm.
And that's just not how it's going to happen. Not this month. We're going to highlight all the ladies. And then what about your idea that you said about the Renaissance, that she has, like, levels to what she's doing? Can you talk a little bit about that? Because I know you love her. You went to go see her twice in two different states. Yeah.
So the first one was at one, and that was for the dance and the LGBTQ stuff. And then this one is Act Two, which is country. And I have no idea what Act Three is. We're all trying to guess. We don't know what it's going to be. Might be rock, might be blues.
I was thinking about jazz. Yeah, I was thinking about that. Maybe blues. Maybe jazz and blues. Because blues is real close to country. Because it tells a story throughout the whole thing. Right. Mm-hmm. So I'm very interested. I didn't think about it like that. Because I was like, what is she doing? I said, but okay. I'm here for it. Because baby, every picture she gets, now she's platinum blonde.
She took her hair back to her regular color when she did her sacred, her stuff. Her hair stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, when she came out with her hair product, she took her hair back to her regular blonde color.
But yeah, we also need to post that too, because a lot of these babies can benefit in you, in the natural hair, the locks, all that. Y'all can benefit from those products. I think I'm gonna get you some, because I don't do my hair, so. Maybe I can buy it and she can use it on me.
It's people that saying, I'm not gonna buy Beyonce stuff. I ain't never seen her with her natural hair out. I don't know that all this kind of stuff. Well, you ain't never seen Pantene with their natural hair out. You don't even know who owned Pantene.
Who hell they got on?
Right.
They don't be they hell. Stop playing. Y'all they such
a Beyonce hair is down to her damn tailbone.
She just don't wear it out. She wear protective style, like we always say.
Why does she wear it out as much as she out and about and doing this and doing that? Don't nobody wear their real hair out like that when they performing and always here and there and everywhere. Come on.
That's true. That's true.
But
I like the video when I was like, "What are they doing?" And then you told me she had a hair care product. It's her mother, her. Then she has Blue. Then Blue has the baby girl, Remy. So, you know, we don't support each other. We're too busy hating on each other. We hate each other more than we support each other. And that makes absolutely no sense to me. Just like, I don't.
It's about, you know, all of this, the way that we are is a byproduct of slavery. And until we get out of that slave mindset, it's going to always be this way. It's going to always
The mindset is more than it's sometimes the mindset is more than we can change.
The mindset is genetic, and that's why we got to break. We got to break it.
Yeah, because these folks, is the slave mindset is in our politics, it's in our at our jobs, it's in our communities, and we're constantly battling it at every given moment for us to even be able to appreciate each other. So appreciate Beyonce.
you know, the country music, and also what Cam said, appreciate the fact that why y'all jealous of him. Some people God paid more attention to. He paid more attention to him and his physique and his special gift. And then God paid more attention to Bina because I suck at everything IT, and she's very creative. But God paid more attention to certain people, and he gave them more things. He not saying that he don't love the other person, but we still think about it as jealousy, and that's not where we need to be. I'm not jealous of nobody.
Everybody has their gifts.
Right,
everybody
I don't have
has
any.
Their gifts. Huh? What you say?
Nothing.
You do have gifts. Man, what? You got, first of all, you got the gift of gab. Oh. You have the gift of gab. And I do not have that. So that in within itself is a gift.
To I be guess you're right.
To be able to talk to anyone, I can't do that. I just sit there and look at people like, why are we here?
That is true. You do that. But you're right, I guess. And then we have to be able to appreciate each other's gifts. If we can do that, and then we can kind of get out that, like you said, the slave mindset. But the slavery really broke.
Once we be able to start appreciating each other's gifts, we can start building. Yeah. Because then we know what the other person is abilities, and then we can start putting the abilities where they can go to help each other build and build. And you know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly. We can use each other as a networking team. Yeah. We need to do that. Mm-hmm. And you're right. I like if it's what you said it was about this country music and bringing shedding light on an artist that no one's seen, no one's heard. They probably barely play music. They're not even nominated for any awards because, of course, the country music have their own award show. The Latins have their own Grammy show, but the black folks have to share their Grammys with the other people. So, you know, I'm just putting it out there. You know, maybe, like you said, we have to, like, I'm going to highlight you at every moment. Like that four-pack gift thing that you have, the black diamond, I need you to show me how to order that. Thanks. Yeah, so we have to do that. We have to do that. I like the concept of what you said. And I like, if that is what it is, I really am going to enjoy. And you're going to give me the artist that I can highlight every day or all throughout the month. Of artists that we didn't even know sang country music. I knew one black group that sang country music.
Who?
And I don't even remember his name. And Hootie and Blowfish is not it. And it was one young man that did American Idol. He had a high top fade, he had a blue jean jacket. And when he started singing, he was singing country music and nobody believed it. They was all in shock. I want to know what happened to that young man. Because he was slanging, baby.
What was his name?
I don't know. And it was a couple years ago. He was African-American, young solo teenager. He had a high top fade. He was on American Idol singing country music. I think I can Google it and find it. Because, you know, if we don't take care and support one another, who else going to do it? They not.
Right. So, yes. Well, we'll end on that note. Thank you for listening, guys. You can find us on social media, Anomalous Black Women. You can find us on YouTube, Anomalous Black Women. You can find us on your favorite podcast channel, Anomalous Black Women Podcast. You can find me on social media. I am Coach Bina. You can find me on YouTube. I am Coach Bina. I put on sometimes yoga, sometimes something for you to meditate to. So catch me on there. You can find Dr. TJ on Instagram. Under what?
TikTok and Instagram. Dr. TJ Carl Chronicles. Back at you.
Thank you for listening. See you next time.
Bye.